This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. This province has reached a major milestone with its first new standalone offshore oil and gas development since Hebron. Yesterday, Premier Tony Wakeham announced an agreement with Equinor and BP to advance the Bay du Nord project, which had been paused for up to 3 years in 2023.
This is not just another framework agreement. It is not a rubber stamp or a hollow announcement. It is real. Real jobs and real revenues. Through this agreement, two of the world's largest energy companies are committed to investing almost $20 billion in capital and operating expenditures in our province over the 25-year life of this project and unlocking thousands of new jobs with the prospect of additional projects to follow.
The project will provide up to $6.4 billion in direct revenue to the province in the first phase. Wakeham says a key part of the agreement is $200 million in fabrication funds, which will be used to secure capital to build a large floating dry dock at Bull Arm.
This floating dry dock is central to our province's case to become a keystone of Canada's new defense strategy. This is also something I have spoken about with the Prime Minister. In a dangerous world where Greenland, of all places, became a global hotspot, Canada's new national defense strategy must include investments in our Atlantic fleet. With Halifax already over capacity, this dry dock will unlock our province as a new hub for national defense investments.
The Bay du Nord project will result in over 31 million person hours of work over 25 years. It has estimated resources of nearly 430 million barrels. Project sanction is targeted for 2027, with first oil expected in 2031. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.